From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I am Jed.
I am Heather.
And I'm Daniel.
And we've got some special guests in with us today. We've got members of cast and crew of The Cake. And this is a special episode that only happened once before, where everybody on the show today is involved with the production of The Cake.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That hasn't happened since Clue is the only other time that's happened.
Yeah.
So let's start here and we'll go around and everyone can talk about their relationship with this show.
Hi, I'm Marla and I am directing. I have the distinct pleasure and honor of directing this show.
Woo woo.
Yeah. Hi, I'm DK and I am the stage manager.
First timer, right?
Yes.
Yes.
First time.
Yes, stage manager. Hi, I'm Alyssa and I play Jen in The Cake. And next to me, a special shout out to Val, who happens to be my partner in real life and is the emotional support for our entire cast and crew.
This is very true. I like to think that you also helped bring the cake here that we ate that one time, which is also high importance of emotional support.
Right? Yes. Y'all enjoyed that cake. So
take all the credit. I made it.
I think that Val might have helped bring it in. That's all I have.
I've been saying for the past couple of weeks is like, so cast party is Alyssa makes us all three more cakes, right? We're just going to all hang out.
I'd like to have a cake a month. We could just kind of continue it for the rest of the year.
She makes a really good chocolate mousse cake. Mm.
An LCT cake of the month. It can be there a new special on Facebook, Instagram.
Let's do it. TikTok. I'm down. Let's do it.
So Heather, what is your relationship to this show?
I am playing Della Brady.
And this is your first time back on stage since the Pleasone era.
5,000 years.
Yes. I look good for my age. That's good. I'm really excited. I've done a lot of other stuff. I've directed or stage managed or run boards or whatever it is the case may be. So it's very nice to be back on that side of the board.
So this is Daniel. I am assistant directing this show, which I have never done before either. I have enjoyed the process. I don't know what I'm doing and I'm just here. and I'm like, Marla, just let me know if you need something and I'll help if I can.
Everybody's had a lot to do.
Yeah.
Given a lot.
And I feel like everyone has stepped into those roles very well and competently, honestly. I feel like.
It depends on the day from you. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I will say all of the crew have stepped into their role very competently.
Is that for us?
Alyssa and Dana have actually done very well, too.
I have been making a lot of fake cakes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's true. In addition to acting, you have made a lot of, like, the cake props and...
Mm-hmm. I, as the baker in the show, have done no such thing. You're not like, a single one.
Do you know how to preheat an oven?
I do. I do know how to do that.
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
I think that DK and I, we got a little spoiled because I think this show has been a little easier than a lot of shows.
Mm.
It has gone very smoothly.
Just the cast and the crew for this, I like all of the people involved.
Yeah. There's only four cast members, so.
Really easy. Small cast and crew and great script and story. Yes. And I think it's been easy everybody to embrace their characters.
You make it seem like having a small cast means that it's not going to be a problem. Because if you have a small cast and one of them is a horrible person, they're always there and they won't leave.
Or you could have a four-person show in something like 39 Steps where that was the most complicated tech thing I've seen. We kind of had this nice little perfect... little bubble of theater for a brief moment.
So we get to ease into this by doing this show that we're like...
It's a good first show. It won't scare you away.
Yeah. And I should mention that I am also on stage this time around playing opposite Heather. I play her husband, Tim.
The lasagna, Tim!
Tim
the plumber.
Tim the plumber, who is...
some call him...
Tim... Because that's the name in the script.
Yep.
I call you Tim like every night.
That's oh. Heather.
Not after you go home, right?
No.
I think it's important to mention that the only person who has a scene with Jed as Tim
is Heather. I do not have any scenes with Alyssa or with Dana.
Yeah.
Not a one.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I think Tim's character is probably the one who, like, he has growth in his arc, but he probably has the least growth.
You do kind of
we
stay
don't get to
like
see
that.
It as much.
Yeah. Yeah. It may very like well be happening.
Like,
it's just
maybe
that it's
at
not...
some point he might be a good person.
Yeah. With, right. Especially, well, with his, I imagine.
You're so kind.
I love
Tim and
Del.
So, Tim, so let's talk. Let's talk about.
Let's describe kind of. How these people are all.
Let's talk about
flawed.
This show.
Before we get into that, we should mention that Dana could not be here. She had something, and so it's real sad.
Yes,
she's,
Dana,
she's
plays
awesome.
Macy, who is Alyssa's character's fiancé.
Fiancé.
So the plot of the cake is that we center on Della, who is a baker in, where is it, North Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And good Alyssa's good. Character...
Jen.
Fuck.
See, this is why you need
Jenny
a scene.
You need more
me.
Scenes with her. So
I know what your name is. So Alyssa's character, Jen, is her mother was Della's best friend. She grew up with Della being like a second mother to her. Jen's mother has passed on a few years prior to this story. She comes back to town after moving away to New York, announcing that she's getting married, and she wants Della to make her cake for her. Della is thrilled to death to make Jenny Penny's cake until she finds out that little Jenny Penny, who now goes by Jen, is marrying, gasp, a woman.
Oh, no.
Yes. That was well done, all of you.
Thank
that
you.
Was,
it's like we're a bunch of
it's like you're
actors.
Dramatic much?
No. This script is some drama.
It's some drama. And then with as far as how... Tim and Della relate that while Della is going through her journey of self-discovery regarding all of these events and how they make her feel and how they affect her previously held worldview, she's also processing the fact that the romance has gone out of her marriage for years and years now.
I don't even know how long.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's been at least 10 years.
I can't remember.
10 years it's, without the tongue.
It's been at least 10 years since we've made out. So who knows since we've done
sad,
anything
sad
else?
Day.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what Tim and Della are processing, while Della is also trying to process. And then Macy and Jen are also processing things as well.
Yeah, everybody's got.
Everybody's
some
got.
Real good,
I do
good
love how like
scenes.
Every character is someone that you really. Care for in some and also that how what their flaws are.
Yeah.
And like they're so well written and they're so deep, like so many layers and depth to it, and I don't think that type of writing always comes along to be able to enjoy. So it's been fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I definitely find myself siding with every single character and understanding their perspective on whatever is going on. Just at whatever point during the story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have someone I dislike the most and I disagree with the most.
Tim.
But it is Tim.
It absolutely is Tim. No, I play him and I agree with you. So.
But especially between the three women, there is so much of like myself that I see in the three of them and like them mixing together like a cake in a bowl.
Oh,
hey,
oh.
Yeah.
You got the wet ingredients tonight. Sorry, that's a thing. But I was really excited for you. I was like, yay.
Thanks. I have been working. I've been looking at my lines.
Period. You have a lot of them.
There's
you do.
A lot.
You
do.
So,
oh my gosh.
I'm excited for this show because I've never gotten to see Heather act. Like, I've known Heather for...
Really?
I've never seen you in anything before. So,
that's interesting.
And so this is my first time actually, like, getting to see her on stage. And so that has been a lot of fun.
I'm super excited about the fact that her first time back on stage in a long time and the first time for a lot of her friend group right now to see her act, I get to... be there to work opposite her.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
I do. I think it's such an intimate relationship on stage that can be Well, and one, I'd really love to talk about our intimacy direction that we did as well. But I think that I've loved being able to have that comfortableness with you because it's someone that I, you know, I can trust on stage, that I already have a connection to. So that makes that type of relationship on stage easier to portray. It's just, just a safe space. When it's someone that you know and that you already, you know, care for.
Yeah, that is a discussion that we've had just on our own, that I think having that safety in friendship already there has definitely affected our ability to perform those scenes very much so.
Well, and it's neat because this one, I think of you, and maybe just because our relationship is a lot of humor has been involved, and so I think of you as a comedic actor, and so getting to see you do this, where you get to, you have a couple parts that are, you know, pretty, you know, intense.
Do some drama.
And so, so that has been fun for me, just because I'm like, right on, Jim.
That's not the acting you see from me. Yeah.
So it's fun.
I think it stretched everyone.
Yes.
I feel like so.
Well, what's crazy to me is I've seen it, I don't know how many times now, like, y'all have doing it, and, like, tonight, I literally, like, that scene, man, you, like, I was like, oh, okay.
It's fine. I'll be fine. Someone give me a tissue.
I do think tonight, specifically, there was some, I didn't feel as good the first act, but I had, there were some tears, there was some wetness on my face in act two. So, you know, as an audience, y'all can all expect some wetness on the faces.
I was going to say, maybe we should. You can expect some wetness.
You guys.
Tell them where. She's on the face.
Della, on the face. Obviously, you know, she's, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Even like, some parts of the shows are just real hard. Just real,
hard. This it's interesting. Probably the most adult language of any show that I've
done. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
yes.
There is a certain word that I have noted. Alyssa was saying, "This is the most I've ever said this word in my life."
It is not in my regular everyday vocabulary, and it hasn't even been there for special occasions.
Yeah.
It's just not a word I use. Nor do I know anyone else who uses it.
So, if you want to know the word,
you have to come to see the cake.
LubbockCommunityTheater.org. Get your tickets right now. So let's talk to our behind the scenes folks. DK, especially being this is your first time stage managing, how are you finding this task? How is this task finding you?
That's
about right for a stage manager. That's
really valid.
Well, I have a notebook and I have all my notes and I've scribbled them out and I can't tell what's what and I'm checking things off as I go and
you're doing great then.
I'm very, very blessed to be working with people who have done this so many times that they can guide me and show me exactly what I need to do and have grace when Marla's like, I knew we needed that prop. I'm glad you're thinking about it now.
It's been a great help.
It's been awesome. And you were up in the booth. Tell them the lights and sounds what to do.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, that's I was. So you can hear me. I was like, cue. Cue.
Good. You're keeping it running.
Well, and I'm a talkative person typically, so being up there, like I told Marla, I was like, they don't talk to me.
Well, you're not supposed to talk a lot.
They are actually doing a job. I don't know if
Well, and I'm up there and I'm like, that was great, guys. Good job. And they're just like, you're a freak.
You got the actor inside of you.
Yeah. Well, I find your presence very encouraging. I feel like you are doing a lot of work to really hold things together, and like a stage manager does.
Yes.
You're doing really good.
Okay, thank you. There's my drama.
Although I did feel the wetness in the eye.
I was up there and Heather like nailed her lines about when she was talking about love, and I was up there and I was like, yes, and I got teary eyed, like I was like, oh,
that's DK and I looked at each other, make eye contact, and we were just like having a little celebration.
I don't know if you can see us, but we were all
super stoked.
I was
very proud of myself.
I think at one point I was like, I'm not sure that that's exactly how that goes, but it's fine. It all worked out. I think that about the phone call every night. You know, some of those words are right. They're in the book.
Right. It all gets there.
It gets there. The point's made.
I'm sorry, Becca.
Yeah, Becca Brunstetter.
Becca.
The show's author.
There's a lot of words, but we're getting most of them.
We've got at least 60% of your original words.
I'm going to say 62.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with only four actors, y'all have a lot of lines. Especially
it's
you
crazy.
Got so many lines.
Yeah, Heather has multiple
I've
like,
never
monologue.
Had that many monologues in one piece
no
before.
Kidding.
And then Jen has a few moments where you got to get up and just talk for
talk
a couple
and
paragraphs.
Talk and talk.
And
yeah, and then Macy
has a couple of monologues too, man.
Macy too.
It's all the
How
feelings
about Tim?
In there.
How about Tim? Do you
have
a monologue?
One,
man, I got it easy.
It's like a half monologue.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got condoms in the septic tank over there, guys.
And I'm done.
Yeah, my I open with a little like five sentence monologue. About it, like a house is all clogged up with secrets.
So true, but I love the parallel of that and what we're all talking about and the secrets that we hold and all.
Yeah.
So that's what brilliant writing does, though. It takes a moment like that that would really be, you know, nothing, and really, it's profound to me. I think all of it's so good.
And Becca made sure all the good lines went to ladies.
Yes.
Bye.
Thanks, Becca.
He's got a pretty great scene, though.
Yeah,
no.
I have my moments.
Moments.
Well,
but we don't like Tim. We still do like a lot of parts of him.
Hey.
Oh,
well. Jed is turning red.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, I was like, did you want to clarify what you meant there, or was
She's like, nope, I do not.
Well, you
Just
see,
it on.
It's I am a lesbian, so
right.
I'm not talking about those
that's,
parts.
That's fair. Yeah,
Keep
that's
it
true.
Clean,
that's a good point.
Jed. Keep it clean. Get the condoms out of your septic tank of a brain over there.
Got a brain all clogged up
with
secrets
condoms,
and condoms. Yeah.
Do we talk
gross.
About?
Huh?
No.
Do we not talk about?
No.
No. I think. Well,
I think
that that's what I. That's what. And I'm
I
also asking the question on here in that way so that they know there's a thing that we want to talk about that we can't talk about. So they're
there's
like,
a couple.
Well,
of
now
things.
I want to go see and
that's
find
like
out what
three
the,
really.
I'm
if
like,
you count them out.
I don't even know.
Well, no,
what
I'm
you're
talking
about
your scene too.
I know. I just spent like
your
one, two. That's three.
Yeah. Never mind. Got it.
Oh, if you could see the hands going around, you'd be like, oh, now I really want to go and see what's going on because it did not help.
We would probably recommend 18 and above.
Oh, that's exactly what I was about to say, yes.
Or at least like 15 or 16.
Yeah, mature children with parents, perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I made sure and mentioned
this. If this were a film, it would have an R rating for a little bit of language, some adult situations and themes,
and
some
suggestional nudity.
Yes.
I don't know what she's talking about. I'm a lady.
You should bleep that part.
Yes, and also, oh my God, DK.
Well, I say that because before I got sick, so I was going to audition for this, and I saw on there, like, it said the part about nudity, and I was like, what does that mean? Like, is that like they're laying in bed? I messaged Marla and I was like, I need to know specifically what this means and what I would have to do if I did audition for this. So she was like, you're fine. I'm like, okay.
So if you want to know what that means, we'll see you this weekend or next week.
Yes. This will be open this Friday. We're on two weekends, Friday and Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. Tickets are on sale at lubbockcommunitytheater.org, and I'm going to give the same spiel I give every show. Get your tickets now. Last minute Lubbock. We love you, last minute Lubbock, but you got to stop being so last minute.
It's the worst. You never have any idea how things are really going to do until like the day of, and you're like, oh, God, I really wish I could.
I can't say anything. I'm one of them.
Alyssa, do better.
Val, help me do better.
And then Val's like, no, I've been saying the same.
I try. Tag in.
Well, I am glad that we are making sure our audience knows what to semi-expect when they come. And
Without the mature content that we have in here, I'd mentioned it earlier, but I'm really proud of the fact that we were able to bring in an intimacy director and coordinator.
Yes.
Because that was kind of my first time to work with one, even though I think we also brought one in for She Kills Monsters this year. That was our very first time. And that was a really cool experience. Her name was Melanie Fresca, is that correct? And the process where that she laid it out, where we got to very verbally and visually talk to each other and our partners about where we were comfortable to be touched. It was just, it was really cool.
Yeah, I think that also made that, just having that first made all of that so much easier. Yeah, less awkward, yeah.
Yeah, just having an idea of what to expect and, like, just mentally preparing. I mean, that's a lot of what that is, and talking through it is going to...
And just blocking that, like, you're going to move here and put your hand here, and then we'll move in for the kiss this way, and it'll be a, you know, this long a count and move back out. And just, like, it's all very choreographed and worked out, and that just all makes it so much... makes it a lot easier, because... it can be weird to do any kind of intimacy like that with someone, even like, even if it is someone who...
like us almost having to do an intimacy.
See, that was... there was a... and this kind of also harkens back to the difference between... because when we brought in the intimacy coordinator, it was like the second week of rehearsals. So we had just... DK and I had like just met. We barely knew each other. We'd been scheduled... we knew we were going to work with the intimacy coordinator... I was there. Heather was running behind. There was just other things
like
happening.
She does. I'm just kidding.
No. Heather is actually.
We didn't know she was even going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, so
had a sick kid or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, and so we're thinking. So okay, well, can DK run through this with Jed, and then we will relay the instructions to Heather when she gets here, and like a trooper, DK got up, and but we could also like. You could also see in both, because I had come in prepared to do these things with my friend Heather, not so much with this person that I did not know. And we could see, like, and it was in no way like any kind of like knock to each other or anything. It was just like, I don't know you, and I didn't come in here to this situation prepared to do these things with you.
But my favorite part was like, you were standing there, and she was like, okay, now you tell him where you're comfortable being touched. And I was like, my head?
Yeah.
Heather!
And then Heather walks in right then.
And it's like, but yeah, when I come in, I'm like, this whole bubble is all here. I will not be with anything.
Well, my favorite part was he chuckled at me because I said, my head? And then Heather walked up and she goes, my head.
Yeah.
And then here. And I was like, I'm not the only one. Thank you.
Yeah. No. Which I actually think is really interesting. And that's what makes that a safe space to actually talk about that. Because it was so interesting to watch even all of our different personalities handle that situation. And to not feel shame at myself or not, like, needing to be more comfortable with something or not. You just never know where someone is at and they're... with their comfortability. And it just made it easier because it was talked about. And I would love to see more theaters and community theater groups be able to utilize that tool, because I think it's the way to go when you have this type of stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am glad that I don't think I even knew intimacy coordinators were a thing until one of our very early episodes of this show was.
JC Hood came on.
JC Hood came in to talk about it.
I was going to do the whole thing, but then I had personal stuff come up. And
I would still love to have someone on staff that has an intimacy direction certification. Yeah. I would love to have that happen for us at some point.
Can look back into it. Be fun.
You're on it, Daniel. Go, go, go.
I get emails from them like every day, so.
Yes. Things are in the works. Stay tuned. We'll keep you
updated. Well, I think that's a good place for us to sign off for now. We'll do a little bit of house cleaning. First off, pointing out, obviously, that the cake opens this weekend and you should get your tickets. We've also got coming up this weekend, we are on February 9th. If you're hearing this episode after February 9th, then don't worry about it. But before February 9th...
Are you going to put it out on Thursday? Because that's Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Cool. On February 9th,
We have auditions for the show After the Cake, which is No Room for a Picture on the Blank Wall. That is written by a regional talent. It's a guy that I actually know and have met and have worked on this show with him before. It is a show that is a lighthearted comedy about the struggles of Alzheimer's disease and what that experience is like and what the journey of the loved ones of the person with the disease go through. So when I say lighthearted comedy, I mean heart-wrenching drama. But it is also presented in a very unique and interesting fashion. And so it's one of those shows that we feel like talks about something important.
Yes.
It's not easy, but it is something important. So auditions for that are coming up February 9th. And we've got our youth show, A Little Magic, that's focusing on the older group of kids in our stages program.
A Little Magic will be running March 10th, 11th, and 12th.
And we've got our spring break camp. Registration is up on the website for spring break camp. And then we've got...
Island Trap right after the cake, too, I think.
Yes, we've been hearing episodes before this one, and you will hear more after this one with our artist in residence, Austin Dean Ashford. He's going to be presenting his show Island Trap, a multiple award-winning show that'll be like the weekend after the cake closes. Mm-hmm. So don't miss that either. And then in March and April, he's giving a course, a six-week course on solo performance.
He would want me to point out that Island Trap is a great way to finish off Black History Month.
That's true. And we are closing out Black History Month with that show, Island Trap, starring Austin Dean Ashford.
No, he's like... I'm going to use it. I'm going to let everybody know, hey, it's Black History Month. And
get it, Austin.
But in the meantime, the cake, this weekend and next, get your tickets. Please get your tickets ahead of time, because that's decent and good of you.
Yeah, plus it's just going to be, it's a good show.
Yeah, it is a beautiful, affirming, lovely show.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's got some heart. It's just, it's good stuff.
Okay, well then we'll sign off there. Thank you for everyone for joining us, for being here. Thank you to the panel tonight for being here. And until next time, this has been Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.